time is 8:04 a.m. This is Red River Radio. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning for portions of Arkansas, Louisiana, southeast Oklahoma, and Texas. If you encounter road barricades, do not pass as flooding conditions may exist. Turn around, don't drown. Stay tuned to Red River Radio for any future weather emergency announcements. Federal prosecutors say a businessman who was in charge of monitoring asbestos in a Louisiana school system submitted false air monitoring and lab testing reports for years. A federal indictment released says Mark A. Victoriano is accused of defrauding the Terrebonne Parish School Board of more than $212,000. Prosecutors say he submitted 56 invoices with fraudulent lab reports from 2015 to 2017. The indictment says he was not an accredited asbestos inspector, but forged signatures of an accredited inspector on forms required by the Federal Asbestos Hazard Emergency Response Act. His lawyer declined to comment. Shreveport's Mayor Adrian Perkins has recommended former United States Marshal Henry Whitehorn to fill the new Chief Administrative Officer position for the city. Whitehorn is a longtime public servant with a long resume. He appeared before the City Council last Monday and explained what his experience would bring to the position.
And I come to you with some unique experiences in executive level management. I bring to you both local, state, and federal executive experience that I don't, not saying you couldn't find, but it would be difficult to find those levels.
Whitehorn began his public service in the United States Air Force in 1973, later joining the Louisiana State Police and rising through the ranks to Lieutenant Colonel and Deputy Superintendent. He eventually was appointed for Public Safety Services and Louisiana State Police Superintendent. After retiring from his state police position, Whitehorn was named Shreveport Chief of Police by then-Mayor Cedric Glover and later appointed by then-President Barack Obama to United States Marshal for the Western District of Louisiana in July of 2012. Livestrong, the Austin-based cancer charity founded by disgraced Olympic cyclist Lance Armstrong, has announced plans to relaunch. The charity, once known for its yellow wristbands, says it plans to pivot from one-on-one cancer support services to a grant program. It aims to raise $5 to $6 million annually to streamline treatment and patient care. At an event last week in Austin, Livestrong CEO Greg Lee announced plans to build a new cancer innovation center.
While early in our discussions, we are excited about having 40 or 50 nonprofits and for-profit organizations bringing together the brightest minds working under one roof.
The charity's reboot comes years after Lance Armstrong, a world-class athlete and cancer survivor, admitted to his involvement in one of the most notorious doping scandals in cycling history. In 2012, Armstrong cut ties with the organization, which he founded as a cancer-fighting charity in 1997. Weather outlook today, thunderstorms will continue until this afternoon. Expect a high temperature of 54.